From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he expects the United States and Europe to impose further economic sanctions against Russia in response to that country's ongoing interference in neighboring Ukraine. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president discussed the Ukrainian crisis with German Chancellor Angela Merkel today in advance of a NATO summit next week.
President Obama says this week's images of Russian forces inside Ukraine make it plain for the world to see how Russia has repeatedly violated its neighbor's sovereignty. Obama says while Russia's latest military actions may be more overt than in the past, it's been clear for months that Russia is responsible for the ongoing violence in Ukraine's separatist region.
This is not a homegrown indigenous uprising in eastern Ukraine. The separatists are backed, trained, armed, financed by Russia.
Obama says he'll be discussing additional sanctions at next week's NATO summit in Europe, but he ruled out any military confrontation between Russia and the United States. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Texas judge ruled today the way the state pays for its schools is unconstitutional because the legislature has not adequately funded public education. NPR's John Burnett has that story.
State Judge John Dietz wants lawmakers in Austin to come back and start over. This is the judge who last year told the legislature it violated the Constitution when it cut $5.4 billion in education funding while schools were struggling under mandatory testing requirements. Lawmakers restored $3.7 billion of the cuts, but Dietz ruled that's still inadequate to educate this booming state's 5 million children in public schools. He sided with about 650 school districts that had challenged the state's funding formula, which relies on property taxes. The school funding issue is expected to end up before the Texas Supreme Court and to be front and center in the hard-fought governor's race. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
The government has revised upwards its estimate of second quarter economic growth. The Commerce Department reporting the gross domestic product, that's the broadest measure of goods and services produced within U.S. borders, expanded at a 4.2% annual rate during the 3 months ending in June. Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wells Fargo Securities, and says it bodes well for the rest of the year.
The global geopolitical events do have the potential to trip us up a little bit, and that if events overseas take a turn for the worse, that might cut into consumer confidence and cause consumers to cut back on spending.
Separately, the government reported the number of people filing first-time jobless claims last week fell by 1,000, underscoring what's been an ongoing pickup in the labor market. Mortgage company Freddie Mac announced today the average interest rate on a 30-year home loan remained at a 52-week low this week, averaging just over 4%. A 15-year loan was up, but just slightly to 3.25%. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 42 points. This is NPR. A New York City hospital is confirming comedian Joan Rivers was rushed to the facility today after apparently going into cardiac arrest. A spokesman at Mount Sinai Hospital gave no details on the 81-year-old Rivers' condition. Rivers was rushed to the hospital after she apparently stopped breathing during throat surgery at a nearby clinic. According to New York media reports, fire department officials received a call just before 10 a.m. from the clinic that a patient appeared to be in cardiac arrest. Florida Democrats rallied today in support of gubernatorial nominee Charlie Crist. Amy Kiley of member station WMFE in Orlando reports they gathered the same week the former Republican won the Democratic primary.
Florida Democrats who once fought Crist across the aisle and on the campaign trail are now standing at his side. They took turns voicing their support before Crist summed up his tight race with Republican Governor Rick Scott.
We have 68 days to win this thing. Everybody's got to turn out. Everybody has got to be focused. Everybody has got to be all in, because that's the only way we can beat a $100 million guy.
Scott has a double-digit fundraising edge over Crist, and polls show the two are neck and neck. To win, Crist will need to woo the 25% of Democrats who voted for his opponent in this week's primary. For NPR News, I'm Amy Kiley in Orlando.
Lebanon, Ohio school bus drivers agreed to resign after he was accused of keeping elementary school students on a bus with the windows rolled up as punishment. According to a published report, the incident allegedly occurred after the driver pulled the bus over because students were being unruly. He then allegedly told them to sit on the bus with the windows closed in hot weather. In a separate incident, a school bus driver in Connecticut was charged with drunk driving with 20 students on her bus. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.